just kind of laughing at myself a little bit. Last week on Sunday, I was in Sunnyvale, California, doing a service at our congregation there with a couple of friends of mine. And they also do some time of silence, 40 seconds. And so I'm always kind of proud of our congregation. The 40 seconds, we can sit for a couple of minutes and it doesn't drive us crazy. We're in great shape. I don't know if you know this, if you realize this, but we've been doing this, we, the worship committee and the people who involved, we've been extending that period for the last bunch of years to get us to this point. And there's something nice about sitting in here with all of you. I know it's not always easy to be silent, especially in this life when everything is kind of instant gratification. It's really nice to take that time and to feel it, feel you settling into it. So, again, great gratitude to all the musicians who are here today. So, we're going to talk about, and then we're going to play some folk songs. And if you read the blurb that's in the Oracle or in the B&B, you know that the reason I got interested in folk songs is because my father was a banjo player. Fourth anniversary of his passing is coming up this coming week, and he was an amateur banjo player. Though I was told by him that at one point he had an invitation to join the Limelighters, and if you're old enough, you know who they are. And so, you know, it must have at least been at some level. But the real thing about the banjo playing and the folk singing back in these days, which was when I was alive, the 60s, is that it was basically being tantamount to being a communist. You know, when you played the folk songs, people walked in and they were really suspicious of you. My uncle, my father's sister's brother, his brother-in-law, came into our house in California once, and he was a fairly conservative guy, and he walked in and he saw copies of Sing Out magazine, which some of you may remember is kind of a magazine that came out frequently that had lyrics and chords to songs and articles and such, and he saw that and he said, uh-oh, you better hide those, because if they find out, you know, then you could, my father's a lawyer, he said, you know, you could get disbarred. This could be a real problem for you. My father, being the kind of countercultural guy that he was, really took that as a compliment and kind of doubled down on his folk singing. But it's true. During that time, the 50s and 60s, when we had that kind of folk music revival, that people used folk songs to make political statements all the time. And it was poking a lot at the status quo, and there was a lot of ferment, and people were blacklisted and all those things that, you know, happened. And Pete Seeger, as you know, had a lot of issues with being blacklisted and not being able to perform places, and as well as many others, because their songs were challenging the established political order. But of course, that's not the origin of folk songs. I mean, folk songs are really just songs of the folk, you know, and the folk are us. You know, they're everybody. They're everybody from the farmers and the sailors and the soldiers and the unemployed and the employed and the people who hang around in their yards on Sundays. I mean, it's just folk songs. Sometimes they're work songs like the sea shanties, which have gotten popular lately, but in the past were really about work songs, keeping the rhythm while you're pulling ropes. Or there are songs that are the same thing for being out when you're farming. I was at a festival of sacred music a few years ago and heard this giant group of women from Iraq doing the songs that they do when they're working in their fields there. So the songs real folk songs come from everywhere. They come from every walk of life, and they're about everything. Many times they are about work, you know, because that's kind of one of the obvious things of life. They're about love. They're also about play, and many children's songs have come out of the folk song tradition. And as you'll see, if you look at folk songs now, like you do in your order of service, you'll see somebody's name listed as the composer. But, you know, it's always much more complicated than that, because folk songs are, they're lyrics are borrowed and melodies are stolen, and then things are changed. Pete Seeger was famous for taking complicated songs and simplifying them down into a few more chords so that they could actually be played by people with less skill, like me. And so you see this happening a lot. And even the chord structure of most folk songs, if you were here in December when we did our service on the blues, you know that the blues is built on three chords, fundamentally, 1, 4, and 5 in any key. And folk songs are built on the same three chords. And most of the time, except sometimes, like in the song Rollins chose for us today, when they throw in that extra B minor that's messing us up. But most of the time, folk songs are fairly intuitive. And you can get together if you have some people who play guitar or mandolin or ukulele or anything. You can grab a book like Rise Up Singing here, if you've seen this. It has a zillion folk songs of various kinds in there, rebellion songs, freedom songs, struggle songs, women's for work, all kinds of stuff. And you can sit down and you can hack through them and have a lot of fun singing the songs. And because they are from all walks of life, the songs kind of pull at you in different ways. And what we're going to do now is we're going to sing for you three different songs, and then we'll do another one at the offertory, and then we'll do another one for the postlude. And we'll give you a little context for each one, but we're not going to tell you here's what this song means or how you should understand it or what you should feel about it, because it's about kind of how it comes to you today and what the songs feel to you and what it feels like to you to have us here playing for you and what's going on in your mind and associations for them. So as we do these songs, like I've said many times here when we do music, it's not a concert. It's not for you to simply, you know, be entertained, though you are free to be entertained if you'd like. It's also an offering to you to do with these songs and these lyrics and these melodies, do with them what brings you fulfillment, what brings you openness, what brings you together today.